Hello, and welcome to my first podcast. My name is Benny Ramirez, and today's lesson matter will be covering a wide variety of topics I believe to be the root causes of several wrongs human society faces and continues to try and solve. I'd like to explore the history of our culture and offer a little insight. To begin, I'd like to read a short excerpt from the book Tuesdays with Maury by Mitch Albom. A little wave is bobbing along, having a grand old time. He's enjoying the wind and the fresh air, until he notices the other waves in front of him crashing against the shore. "My God, this is terrible," the wave says. "Look what's going to happen to me." Then along comes another wave. It sees the first wave looking grim, and it says to him, "Why do you look so sad?" The first wave says, "You don't understand. We're all going to crash. All of us waves are going to be nothing. Isn't it terrible?" The second wave says, "No, you don't understand. You're not a wave. You're a part of the ocean." Let's talk about what it means to be a part of the ocean. First, we must explore the concept of interconnectedness. Interconnectedness is the belief that our actions and presence directly affects and impacts the lives of other beings on the planet, beyond the scope of what we would normally believe and accept. This concept is akin to the butterfly effect, where individuals are the localized change while our greater human family is the larger system. A wave in the Pacific Ocean has the power to affect a wave in the Indian Ocean, if you will. Interconnectedness, or rather, our society's forgetting of how interconnected we are with the rest of the global community, directly contributes to the larger scale of issues present in the global world, ranging from human trafficking to environmental issues. We live in a society that places more emphasis on the individual than on the community. We place more emphasis on having rather than giving. We focus on me, not we. I'll administer a test. Grab some paper, write at the top, "I am," and finish the sentence. Take 30 seconds to write as much as you can. The things you write can be used to determine what school of thought you live in and how you perceive your role. Individualists will write things such as, "I am smart," "I am funny," "I am a good runner," etc., while collectivists will write, "I am a brother," "I am a friend," "I am a soccer teammate," etc., thus choosing to define themselves by the relationships they hold dear and not their own personal characteristics. Western society focuses on individualism, the belief that we are all autonomous, independent selves separate from those around us. We put such a heavy emphasis on the individual, we lose track of the community, both local and global. As people begin to live in their self-concept, they push the livelihoods of others out of the forefront of their concerns. In order to understand this better, we need to explore the history of individualism. Originally coined in the 19th century, individualism had different meanings to different cultures. The French blamed the concept for social disillusion and anarchy. In Germany, individualism was perceived as individual genius. English individualism was religious nonconformity. Over time, the philosophy changed and adapted to be more centered on the fact that individuals exist because, as an individual, we have the faculties for our own autonomous behavior. America's founding fathers emphasized individual independence due in part to influences from Puritanism, Jeffersonism, and the philosophy of natural rights. However, the coupling of individualism with social Darwinism created the conditions for a harsh, cutthroat society. Economically speaking, it is the individual's task to create and attain more for him or herself, the idea that having more is success. This harsh individualism isn't inherently toxic, but doesn't make sense in our global community of 7.6 billion. The global market creates an interdependence, but individualism creates the conditions to ignore that dependence. Take, for example, the need for clothes or shelter. In order to lower the cost of clothing, we turn to clothes produced overseas. We don't stop to think of the connections these purchases create. That process of forgetting makes us support systems such as child labor and poor work conditions. Systems we wouldn't agree with on a fundamental ethical value if we saw them on a daily basis. Ultimately, we cast the issues off in a display of diffusion of responsibility. Eventually, someone will solve this problem. I, however, am not involved. I'm not proposing Americans or other Western countries begin to live in collectivist societies. However, we should all take a moment to reflect on the way we perceive ourselves and the connections and impacts we make. If you were to map out the lives you touch, what's the furthest your life has reached? Have these impacts been positive and helpful, or are you being a detriment to the well-being of others? In other words, how can you be a part of the ocean? Thanks, folks, for listening. I hope you've learned something. And if not, feel free to send me an email at bennyramirezgomez@gmail.com, and I can talk a little further about interconnectedness. Thank you all again.